That was lovely. It's always lovely to sing a really old hymn that's very, very powerful, and yet to sing it to a fresh and contemporary tune. So thank you for teaching us that. Just can I remind you of just a few things that's happening here in First Saintfield, that Sunday nights at 6:30, if you don't go to any church on a Sunday night, you would be so welcome to come and join us. We're doing a series on something that matters so much to all of us. We're doing a little series on the subject of the family. And tonight we're thinking about the role of mums, godly mums. So please come back and enjoy that very relevant Bible teaching. Wednesday night we're doing a series at our powerhouse on the vast subject of prayer. And we're thinking about the subject of fasting and praying. So you'll be very, very welcome to come to that as well. And then, as you're all very aware, on Friday the 5th of December, we as a church fellowship are planning an outreach at the Christmas market that happens here in Saintfield. We need help to put up the marquee, to provide soup and tray bakes, to reach out with gospel material in and around the church, and with music. And if you can help, please do speak to Roy Fleming about that as well. That would be absolutely fantastic. And then this morning, it's with sadness that I announce the death of Mr. John Hanvey. John passed away on Wednesday of this last week, and we had his funeral service over at Roselawn on Friday. And I just think it would be important if we would pray for his family. So let's just bow together and have a little prayer before we think about God's word. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you that the Bible, the word of God, reminds us that we're to rejoice with those who rejoice, and yet we're to weep with those who weep. And Father, we thank you for John Hanvey. We thank you for his family. And Lord God, we want to lift his family before you in prayer. Lord, we did reassure them on Friday at that service of thanksgiving that as a church fellowship that we would be praying for them. And we just pray that John's brother and two sisters at this time will know your love and know your great strong arms around them. We thank you, Lord, that you have promised in your word, the Bible, to bind up the brokenhearted. And we pray that you will do that with the Hanvey family circle today. So, Lord, be with us now. Thank you for your word, the Bible. And just be with us, Lord, as we would think about a few truths from your word, even now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, now, we're going to have a little talk, boys and girls, and I need your help this morning. Now, I want to ask a question. And if you think the answer is boys, you put up your hand. If you think the answer is girls, you put up your hand. Okay. Who are the most intelligent, boys or girls? Who thinks boys? Okay. Who thinks girls? Surprise, surprise. Okay, take down your hands. Now, we're going to have a wee test. I want a volunteer to do some drill from the boys, some of these guys over here, and a volunteer to do some, come on ahead, there's a volunteer. Who's going to volunteer? Okay, now, come on up to the front. Stand beside me. Here is the test. Boys better than girls?
Yes.
Yes. Girls better than boys?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, okay. I love a bit of competition. Now, it's BB, or GB, sorry, drill time. Look at the screen. What's the first command? What's that say?
Attention.
Okay, in a wee moment, I'm going to say that word, okay? And I want you to show everybody how you do that. Okay, and you can't phone a friend. You can't phone a friend. Okay, we ready? Attention. Well done. Okay. Right. Who do you think? Who thought the girls were the best? Surprise, surprise. Who thought the boys were the best?
Oh,
yes. Oh, you. Yes. Okay. Just stay with me a wee moment. Okay. We started by thinking about this word attention. And you know, God says to us, attention. Have I got your attention? Because listen, when your GB captain or your BB captain says attention, they want you to listen. They have something very important that you must listen for. If you're going to do drill and not listen, you're wasting your time. It's not going to happen. And God says to us in his word, listen, attention. The Bible says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Boys and girls, Jesus wants your attention. Jesus has very important things to say to you. He says those things through your BBGB officers. He says those things, most importantly, through his special book, the Bible. And mums and dads and grannies and grandas and friends here today, I wonder, has God got your attention? Has God got your ears? Are you listening? Do you know, sometimes I find in life we're all so busy, we're all doing this, that and the other, that the Lord has to let a little storm come our way. And somebody gets sick, and then we start to think, maybe I should pray. Maybe I should think about God. Or we lose our job, and then we say, hang on, maybe there's more to life than money and work. And God's got our attention. God is saying to every mum and dad, every boy, every girl, attention. I want your ears. I have something very important to say to you. Okay. You did well with the attention. Well, we move on to a second command. Okay. What's that say?
Turn.
Okay, well, we have a go at that. That means you turn right round and you face that way, okay? Right. If I remember right. Okay. Right. Are you ready for it? No. You regret you volunteered, don't you? Okay. I think you have to be at attention first. Okay, so feet together, attention. Okay. You ready? About turn. Well done. Okay. About turn. We want to see your face. Okay. Right. Okay. About turn. When your BB captain or GB captain says about turn, obviously you do 180 degrees. You turn, you know, halfway right round and then you turn back so we could see your lovely faces again. About turn. And you know, Jesus says to us in the Bible, about turn. Because becoming a Christian is doing an about turn. Becoming a Christian is me realizing, hang on, I'm going my way. And Jesus says, Jonathan, I want you to do an about turn. And I want you to start to go my way, Jesus' way, God's way, the Bible's way for my life. And the Bible calls that conversion. It calls that becoming a Christian, being saved, whatever biblical word you want to use. But have you made that spiritual about turn? One of the very first messages Jesus preached was in Mark 1 verse 15. He says, repent and believe the good news. In other words, do a spiritual about turn and believe the good news. Boys and girls, it is my prayer that every boy, every girl in our BBGB will do a spiritual about turn. Realize they've been going the wrong way, going their own way, and turn right round and start to go Jesus' way and live their lives for Jesus. Mums and dads, have you repented? You can't be a Christian unless you've repented. Repentance is doing this spiritual about turn and giving your life to Jesus. You ready for another one? No. Ugh, what's wrong with you? Yeah, you're up for it. I know you're up for it. Okay, what does that say? Look up there. Halt. Now, it's hard to halt when you're standing still. So do you want to go back to near this table? Come on ahead. And I'm going to say quick march, but very quickly I'm going to say halt before you get there. Okay. So you have to pay attention. Okay. It's on the right or on the left. I forget. Anyway, quick march. Halt. Well done. So what do you do when you halt? You
stop.
Yes, you stop. When you're doing your drill at Boys Brigade and you're marching around the hall and you're thinking, this officer doesn't see him getting very near to this wall. And then all of a sudden they shout halt and you're so glad that they shout out halt. You stop. You don't go any further. You stop and don't go any further. Do you know, when you do this spiritual about turn, repent and become a Christian, then Jesus says to us, halt. There's certain things in your life that I want you to stop. There's certain things in your life that don't make me happy. There's certain things in your life that displease me. There are certain things that go against the teaching of my special book, the Bible. Listen to Colossians 3 verse 8. But now you must rid yourself of all such things as anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language. When God's got your attention, and when you've done an about turn and become a Christian, then he says, hold on a wee moment, halt. Halt the bad language, stop the bad language. Stop taking Jesus' name in vain. Stop going to places that Jesus wouldn't go to. Stop saying things that Jesus wouldn't say. There's certain things that we need to stop, boys and girls, if we're to really live our lives in a way that pleases Jesus. Ah, you like this one. Look at the next word. At ease. So do you have to go from attention? Attention first to at ease. You know your stuff. What's your name?
Adam.
Okay. Okay, your attention. Okay. At ease. Just follow him. Okay. Okay. At ease. Okay. Fantastic. Right. I forget it as well, so don't worry. Right. At ease. You know, I meet lots of people and they're not at ease. Do you know what they're not at ease with? They're not at ease with their past. They're not at ease with God. They're not at ease with the solemn truth that we're going to have to stand before God one day and give an account. At ease. When you become a Christian, the amazing thing is the Lord Jesus forgives us. And as Psalm 103 says, he removes our sin from us as far as the east is from the west. And then our consciences are at ease. Is there an older boy in the company section, an older girl in the company section of the GB, and your conscience is not at ease? Is there an adult here today and your conscience is not at ease because of something you've done? At ease. It's awful to live with a guilty, troubled, tormented conscience. At ease. Listen to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. Having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience. I talk to so many people and they say, but Jonathan, I've done so many dumb, stupid things in my life, in my past. And the amazing thing is when you meet Jesus, when you trust him as your Lord and Savior, he forgives you and your conscience is at ease. Have you got a guilty conscience this morning? Or is your conscience at ease? The last one you'll be pleased to know. Are you pleased to know that?
Yeah.
Yes, you are. Okay. Right. What does it say? Fall out. How do you fall out? Not the fallout as in that fallout. Okay, so I think you've been marching and you come to attention. It's always good to go to attention. Okay, and then you just fall out. You just casually walk away. Okay, so you can go back to your seats. Fall out. Okay. Didn't they do well? Encourage them. Okay. And you know, folks, just to finish with, when God's got our attention, when we've made this spiritual about turn and given our lives to Jesus, when we've halted doing those things that displease Jesus, when our consciences are eased, then Jesus says, listen, hang on, don't fall out. Don't fall out. Boys and girls, never fall out with each other. Do you ever fall out with your friends? Yeah, sometimes. And adults, you know, adults fall out with each other as well. But let's never fall out with each other because that's not what Jesus wants. Listen to 2 Corinthians 12, verse 20. For I fear that there might be quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, factions, slander, gossip, and disorder among you. And that was to a group of believers at a place called Corinth. Have you fallen out with anyone? Jesus, good. I'm glad. But big people, adults, have we fallen out with anyone? Because Jesus doesn't want that. If we're really living our lives to please Jesus, if we're really living our lives to honour him, then there should be no falling out. So five commands that are very important. Attention. Has Jesus got your attention? Are you listening? There's the second one, about turn. Have you made that spiritual about turn? Have you repented and given your life to the Lord? There's the third one, halt. Are you stopping doing certain things that displease and make Jesus sad? There's the fourth one, is your conscience really at ease? And there's the fifth one, don't fall out. Let's not fall out, but let's love one another and encourage one another. Let's just have a little prayer before we finish our service. Lord Jesus, thank you for our Boys Brigade and Girls Brigade. Thank you for the fun that the boys and girls have every week. And yet thank you that most importantly, they learn your gospel. They learn that you want their attention. That you want them to do a spiritual about turn. That you want them to halt or stop doing certain things. That you want their consciences to be at ease. And that you certainly do not want them to fall out with anybody else. Lord, may we take to heart these five commands from Drill and BBGB. And most of all, may we remember that you want our attention today, that you're speaking, and may you give us ears to hear what you want to say to us this morning. Bless our boys and girls. Save every one of them while they're young. We pray this mighty prayer. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good. Such enthusiasm. Brilliant.